I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots, traveling the musical map of Alabama, where civil rights tragedy and triumphs are legion and remembered in song. Here by 2 5-year-olds singing in Selma, where freedom marchers gathered in the month of March 1965.
Ain't gonna let no children turn me round, the Lord turn me round. Keep on a walking, keep on a talking, marching up the freedom.
Music associated with civil rights demonstrations drew heavily from gospel tunes and themes of walking a difficult, righteous path to glory and freedom in heaven. In the 1930s and 40s, the Heavenly Gospel Singers were part of a vibrant quartet scene around Birmingham, and they traveled outward from there. No doubt it was a rough and rocky road.
The rough and rocky road,
before you get to heaven, that rough and rocky road, before you get to heaven, that rough and rocky road, before you get to heaven, and I feel like shouting all the time,
you have to cry sometimes.
Before you get to heaven, you have to cry sometimes. Before you get to heaven, you have to cry sometime. Before you get to heaven, and I feel like crying all the time. All the time.
You have to moan sometime.
Before you get to heaven, you have to moan sometime. Before you get to heaven, you have to moan sometime. Before you get to heaven, and I feel like.
Said it's gonna rain till God's gonna
send the water from Zion.
My Lord is gonna raise the heavens up higher.
It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
Said it's gonna rain till God's
gonna send the water from Zion.
My Lord is gonna raise the heavens up
higher. It's gonna rain.
Now wait a minute. Now God got upon his throne. The angels up in heaven, they began to moan. He said, go down, angels, stir up a flood. Blow out the sun and change the moon to blood. Then come back, angels, and bar the door. I declare my time shall be no more. Then tell the great God when it started to rain. The women and the children, they began to scream. They knocked on the window, they battered on the door. Said, look here, Noah, can you take on more? But Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend, but God's got the key and you can't get in.
It's gonna rain.
Hey.
Well,
my Lord, he's gonna
break the heavens up high.
Yeah.
It's gonna rain.
Said it's gonna rain. God's gonna
send the water.
Well, my Lord is gonna
raise
it. It's gonna rain, gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain.
Now wait a minute. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights without stopping. Noah got worried cause the rain kept on dropping. The wind did blow and the ark did rock. But old Noah, he couldn't find nowhere to dock. So prophet, he sent out a dove, but the water great God kept a coming from above. God spoke to Noah, he whispered low, said, look a here, Noah, let me tell you where to go. I want you to land on the mountaintop just as soon as my heavenly water stops. Then God showed Noah the rainbow sign, said it won't be water but fire next time. It's gonna rain down there. Yes, it's gonna rain down there.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Said it's gonna rain,
children.
God's gonna
rain.
Well, well, my Lord, he's gonna
rain.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain. Thank you. Said it's gonna
rain. Shiloh.
Said it won't be water.
Water.
No more. No more. No more. No more water.
It won't be water, my dear sisters and brothers. But it's gonna be fire next
time.
Thank you.
The Birmingham Sunlights, taking the message out live in 1992 on the Folkmaster series. That's a great ensemble that updates the old quartet sound based around the Taylor Brothers. That's the spiritual sound of Sunday morning. We're going to turn to the pleasures of Saturday night with Big Mama Thornton, who left Alabama to gain notoriety in R&B. But first, blues guitarist Willie King, who stayed down home in West Alabama's Pickens County. And this is his picture of a club called Betty's Place on American Roots.
Hey, baby, want you to go with me tonight. I know a place right over the hill. And the name of the place, they call Betty's Place, y'all. And late on Sunday evening, hey, everybody start gathering up. We gonna put on your dancing shoes. We gonna jump a while. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come and jump with me, baby. Come and jump with me, baby. Come and jump with me, baby. Hey, hey. Come to my house, baby, and you know I'll be gone. Come on to Betty's Place on a Sunday evening. That's where you're gonna find me. Come on and go with me, baby. Come on and go with me down to Betty's Place. We gon' jump, baby. Jump. Jump over here. Jump over there. Jump it, jump it, jump it, jump it. Jump it. Jump it. We gon' do it, baby. Thank you.
baby. You're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Well, they call me Big Mama cause I weigh 300 pounds. Call me Big Mama cause I weigh 300 pounds. I can rock and I can roll and I can really go to town. Stop by you this morning if you take me home with you.
Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, a preacher's daughter from Ayrton, Alabama, who sang in church and went on to rock the world with hits like Hound Dog and Ball and Chain. Her tough image and hard-nosed approach to R&B made her a heroine to black and white audiences nationwide. Back in Alabama, the black and white music worlds had begun to coalesce in the 1960s in Muscle Shoals, a place where musician Dan Penn arrived as a teenager. He went to work at Rick Hall's Fame Studios, writing hits for Percy Sledge, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, and Aretha. This is the one that James Carr had the hit on, written by Penn with Chips Moman, and sung here by Penn himself.
At the dark end of the street, that's where hiding in shadow where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me, I know time we have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark end of the street. Gonna find us. Oh, someday. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. And when the daylight by chance we're both downtown, if we should meet, just walk right on by. The dark end of the street.
Two, one, two, ready, play.
Big O, Otis Redding, playing acoustic guitar and backed by the song's co-writer Dan Penn on vocals at Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, 1966. You Left the Water Running. That was supposed to be a demo for Wilson Pickett, and he did record it. But Otis, who passed away a year after the session in a plane crash, has the memorable version. We will be back with a listen to many more of the memorable players in the Muscle Shoals, Alabama music scene when American Roots returns.